This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. Next Sunday afternoon, September 8th, the Santa Fe Symphony celebrates its 30th anniversary with special guests at the Lenzic Center. The program is called Showcase of the Stars, and it's the first of 10 programs in the symphony's anniversary season. With us this morning is the man who founded the Santa Fe Symphony back in 1984. Its general director, horn player Greg Heltman. Greg, great to have you here.
Good morning. Great to be here again.
Next Sunday, a young man from the Ukraine is going to be making his debut in Santa Fe, in New Mexico,
I would imagine. Vadim Kolodinko is the 2013 Van Cliburn Piano Competition gold medalist, just named in June. I think he's performed with a couple of orchestras in Texas, which has been the tradition for many decades since the Van Cliburn was first established. But we are certainly the first organization with whom he'll be playing in New Mexico.
And was it Vadim's choice to play the piece he's going to be joining the symphony for?
Our wonderful patron for this event, Eddie and Peaches Gilbert, love Rachmaninoff. And I said to Eddie, well, we can ask, and we hope that Vadim has this in his repertoire for his touring schedule. And there was no problem with him agreeing to the Rachmaninoff Piano Concerto No. 3.
Also, Chi Yun is going to be joining you.
She is a terrific violinist. She had been to Santa Fe many times before in the early 2000s. So we had this opportunity to again present this program featuring two outstanding stars on the same concert. I thought Chi Yun would be great to have her back, and she was so excited to be returning.
And she's going to perform a great showcase piece for a violinist.
All showcase pieces. We have the Sanson Introduction and Rondo Capriccioso. We have the Sanson Havanese and the Sarasate Zergoinovizen. And the other thing that's so exciting about the program is we'll be performing Liszt's Hungarian Rhapsody No. 2 for orchestra. Originally written for piano, it's certainly a virtuosic piece, as Liszt was such a showman, but arranged for orchestra, it has all that energy and vibe of a full philharmonic on stage that complements these solo works perfectly.
Now, as we mentioned last spring when you were here for a chat, the symphony's music director, principal conductor for the last 14 years now, Stephen Smith, is departing. You are spending this season auditioning some new conductors. One of them will be leading this concert.
Our first principal conducting candidate, rather our second principal conducting candidate, because we already worked with Oriel Sons this past spring. So our candidate for September 8th, his name is Benjamin Rouse. He is the assistant conductor of the Virginia Symphony. He was one of the conductors who was featured with the Bruno Walter Conducting Showcase Fellowship back in May. And all of our candidates have come through us by word of mouth, if you will, testimonials through our colleagues and other orchestras saying, you really ought to see this person, or she's really great, wonderful to work with, very clear. So the word of the mouth is what we think works best for the Santa Fe Symphony.
So this season, there'll be four potential new music directors.
And the reason that we don't have more is that we're welcoming Stephen back for two encore performances. He'll be here on September 29th performing with our concertmaster, David Felberg, who will be performing the Shostakovich Violin Concerto No. 1. It's going to be a very exciting program. And then Stephen returns in April for another of our Mahler series, if you will, if I could be so forward about that. But Mahler 7, we've done the first, we've done the fourth. So many of our orchestra members have not played it. It's on their bucket list to play.
So that's later in the season.
That's April of 2014 when Stephen...
Greg, back in 1984, did you have any idea 30 years on, the Santa Fe Symphony would be here and thriving?
I remember attending a summer gala in the courtyard of the El Dorado thinking, we're never going to get there. We're never going to get there. But we kept plugging along, and a large portion of hard-headedness and perseverance and dedication from our musicians and a lot of dedicated people in the community.
Excellent leadership is a very important element in that.
Thank you.
Greg Heltman is the general director of the Santa Fe Symphony. The orchestra opens its 30th anniversary season Sunday afternoon, September 8th, at the Lenzic Center. For tickets and for the new season's schedule, go to santafesymphony.org or call 983-1414. Greg, again, congratulations on the 30th anniversary.
Thank you so much.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.